Radio Prague News.
Negotiators over a centre-right coalition government have agreed to draw up plans for the direct election of the head of state. The outgoing governor of the Czech National Bank has denied being offered a key European job to counter a future economic crisis. And Czech and US defence ministers have signed an agreement covering military research. Negotiators from the three parties aiming to form a centre-right government have agreed to work on a proposal for the direct election of the head of state. The leader of the right-wing Civic Democrats, Petr Nečas, said on Thursday that talks with the Conservative Party, Topo 9, and the Public Affairs Party had resulted in agreement to draw up a proposal for citizens to elect the president in future. At the moment, the president is elected by members of both houses of parliament. Mr. Nečas said that he personally was in favour of safeguarding the current system, but he was prepared to accept a compromise proposal on direct elections. Party leaders have not agreed whether the president's powers should be strengthened to accompany such a change. Representatives from the three parties also said they wanted to involve the left-wing Social Democrats in an agreement over future reform of the Czech pension system. A proposal to reform the current system, which is in danger of collapse because of a shrinking base of working people and a growing number of claimants, has been tabled by a special commission. The main proposals count on cutting pension payments from 28 to 23% of average gross wages. Some of the difference would be made up by individuals contracting their own pension insurance with the backing of state incentives. The pension age would also be increased. The outgoing governor of the Czech National Bank, Zdeněk Toma, has denied seeking or being offered a job on a newly created body tasked with spotting flaws and upcoming risks for the European economy. According to the Czech business paper E15, Mr. Toma was offered the chance to head the European Board for Systemic Risk. The body was created last year to help the European Union strengthen its capacity to pinpoint and react to major economic crises. Czech and United States defence ministers signed a bilateral agreement on military research in Brussels on Thursday. The agreement puts the Czech Republic among a small and select number of countries with whom the US has signed such agreements. The agreement stems from negotiations for the US to site part of its anti-missile defence shield in the Czech Republic, a step which President Barack Obama later shelved as he reset relations with Russia. And finally, a look at the weather. A heat wave will continue over the next days with the maximum daytime temperatures around 30 degrees Celsius. Showers will follow over the weekend with daytime temperatures dropping to around 18 degrees. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.